Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What up? What's good? So we here. Oh, my bad. I can't do that. What the? Oh, I know why I was doing that. My bad. I was trying to listen on my phone, man. Let me cut that down. All right, that's why y'all heard that echo. All right, here we go. Yeah, man. A special noon edition. I know it's like 7 minutes to noon, but I'm early because they always say, you know, we late. I'm early. So have a little fun today, man. Talk about some Draymond Green and Cam Newton. I think I may start the show off talking about Cam. I didn't really have an issue with what he said. I didn't. You know, when you're talking about like game managers, like a lot of people get in their feelings when somebody attaches a title to a player that they like and say they hating or they attack like them personally. So I'm gonna let people load up, man. Link is in the description on Facebook. On YouTube, I could put it in the chat. Hold on. And then if you're on Twitter, man, I'm gonna wait and tweet it. But it's gonna be like a 60-minute show, man. I'm in and out. Gotta be in and out. All right, got some things to do. You know, it's Christmas time. Hope y'all finish y'all Christmas shopping. I already finished mine, but still got some things to do. But let's talk about this Cam Newton situation right now. I see Stephon. Stephon, is your background straight? You ain't got nothing loud, no TV playing or nothing? You good? All right, man. I'm gonna pull you up. Oh, you know what? I got to hit up Shake and Bake, too. I told Shake and Bake. I was going to do a show today. And let me make sure I send him something right quick. What's good with your stuff? You good? You muted.
About to go to work to make these donuts.
Oh, my bad. Say, what'd you say?
Say, I'm about to go to work make these donuts.
About to make the donuts, huh?
Yeah.
You got a security shirt on. You top flight security.
Yeah, I got my vest and everything. I'm doing a private security at Saks Fifth in Maryland.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Yeah, they get tired of people running inside the store and running out the store, so they hire private security.
Don't get knocked out, bro.
You be crazy. I thought it was bad in the urban areas, but in these high city areas, they worse than the urban areas still, yo.
Say that one more time.
I said I thought they were just still crazy in the urban areas. Like Saks Fifth, you know, Saks Fifth is a high-end store. And the area that I'm in is like real high-end, like multi-million dollar houses and whatnot. But they just as bad or even worse in those areas, yo.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous, yo. And they be trying to test me. Some lady will enter the store, right, with a sensor tag on her bag, right? And I heard it go off when she came in. So when she went out, she thought I wasn't going to say nothing. She said, oh, I got the sensor tag on my bag. I said, lady, come on, open your bag. She had like freaking almost $1,000 worth of polo underwear and polo stuff and all this stuff. But she also had stuff in the bag from other stores. She had like probably like $2,000 worth of MAC makeup in there. I couldn't take that bag. That wasn't my store. I just took all my stuff. I said, lady, have a nice day, lady. Don't come back here.
Oh, you said have a nice day?
Yeah. They tell us to take the stuff and tell them don't come back. And the next time if they come back, they call the cops.
I mean, she had $1,000 worth of stuff, man. You could have got rude. You know what I'm saying? You could have Draymond Green dirty. You know what I mean?
Female, I got to be a gentleman. If it was a guy,
it was Bubba Chuck, it'd be different, huh?
Oh hell yeah, he would have got the riot. He might would have got a shit out of here.
You'd have been viral.
Yeah, and I would have locked him up. Let me get him a handcuff because I got handcuffs too. Put the handcuffs on you, man.
Why the security guard just thought it was sweet. Hey man, so look, man. I know you gotta go to work.
I gotta be working for an hour, 2 hours. So,
so we talk about Cam Newton, right? So Cam Newton, and I'm gonna show the video after I explain to you what took place, but basically he was saying that a couple quarterbacks that's having good seasons were game managers. They're talking about Dak, Tua, Brock Purdy, and Jared Goff. Those are the four I think he pointed out. So they were
game manager. I don't understand that.
I mean, game manager. Did I say game changer? My bad. Game manager.
No. You say game manager. That's what I said. What is game manager? I don't think manager means it's not good at football. That's not a term that should be good in football. Like, what does game manager mean? I mean, it's like you're not doing about managing people what to do.
Hey, Mike, hit the link. It's in the chat. I mean, in the description. Yeah, so that's why I want to ask folks, like, I got my notes here. What, like, is being labeled a game manager good or bad?
I mean, a quarterback pushes manage the game anyway. All quarterbacks does that. I mean, like, I don't understand that.
That's what I'm saying. So a lot of people up in arms over him saying that basically he was like, these guys aren't game changers. They're just game managers. And
okay. You're
basically telling them, hey, don't F up the church's money. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
Yeah, I understand what you said. I see what he's talking about. If he's talking about game manager, game changer, or a quarterback versus a game changer, he could say a quarterback is a quarterback. But a game changer is a different kind of quarterback, like Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, even Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts could be a game changer. Herbert, to a certain extent, he have his flash. Joe Burrow. I don't think Brock Purdy is a game changer. I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think because when you see them, we're out there, a game changer could do with weapons, without weapons. You seen Hurts without weapons. You seen Holmes without weapons. You seen
hold, because they're gonna kill you now. When Hurts didn't have weapons, how did he look?
He looked good that first season now, before
now,
got
now,
AJ.
Now AJ was young, but when right. Hurts didn't have AJ Brown there,
he still won. He still won. He didn't look like how Brock Purdy did on that 3-game losing streak. He didn't look like that. He didn't look like that. I'm just saying, even though it was his first year,
the reason why you keep talking. You're doing a Floyd Mayweather. How did he look?
Was he
still a game changer then?
Yes, yes. He didn't have all bad moments. Brock Purdy, when he didn't have his weapons, he looked bad all the time. Hurts didn't look bad all the time. The whole 3 games, he was horrible. Hurts didn't have consistent games where he was horrible. He had good games, he had bad games. He didn't look consistent horrible. Brock Purdy looked consistent horrible. When Tua, they have Hill in that game the other day for like a quarter and a half or something, he couldn't do it. Tua's not a game changer. Jared Goff is not a game changer.
Jared Goff is not a game
changer. He's not a game changer. No.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out, and I'm going to just look. YouTube, salute to y'all. Salute to who channels I'm using. I'm going to let y'all know. I'd rather just use this. I'm going to go to this video first, and it's from NFL ESPN. This is their YouTube channel with their video showing Cam. And then folks was having some issue with it. And I really don't like when folks, like, attack a person personally just because they got a difference in opinion. Like, I don't care for that, especially on TV. But can y'all see that? Let me see.
Yeah, I can see it.
I'm gonna get it to the full screen. There we go. All right, so this is what Cam said.
Brock Purdy, Tua Tagovailoa, Jared Goff, and really Dak Prescott. These are game managers. They're not difference makers.
When you say game manager, I'm not asking you to go out and win the game. I'm just asking you not to lose.
Not to lose the game. Exactly. Listen, I don't give a damn what you do. You don't have to score every time. You just don't have to throw a pick every time either. If we're going to really call a spade, there's a difference between managers of the game and difference makers of a game.
Like, all right, now here's the thing. Cam has his opinion, right? Cool. Fine. But what's the first thing? What's the first thing she do? Which I don't care to do stuff like this. Like, this is like, to me.
Who you talking about?
I'm gonna roll the tape. I'm gonna just let you watch.
Give me a break. I'm just so, like, honestly, like, move past the outfit for a second. He literally said in the year of 2023, where is all about NFL backups? Where is Cam? Right? He's talking about all these NFL game managers. He sounds like the people literally tweeting at me from their basement, like, get back in the kitchen. Like, it's like you are at home watching me. Like just turn the TV.
So here's where she kind of loses me. Cause she like, after the fact, you could be spitting facts upon facts upon facts. But why does it matter that Cam is at home? Why does it matter that he doesn't have a job? We all know it's more to it with Cam. We know his shoulder jacked up. That's why Cam can't play. His shoulder is effed up. But why do people go to that versus just saying X, Y, Z, this is why I disagree? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm gonna keep it 1,000 with y'all. I'm gonna keep it 1,000 with you. She's a female. And because she almost slipped up and said it. She said dudes on Twitter tell her get back in a place that's real sexist. But if the roles was reversed and she said what she said and came on this platform and be like, I ain't gonna say nothing about what she wearing or where her hair look like, everybody would kill her. Like, come on, why are we starting off like that, fam? Show it, and you a queen. Like, that's a black man, you a queen. We always say, hey, protect a black queen. Like, come and be your own people. I don't care if he dressed like a conductor. I really, look, man, it don't matter to me that Cam dressed the way he can. That don't bother me. It don't bother me how Westbrook and them be. Like, dude, I'm not one of these. I'm not a fashion guy. I don't understand why people get so caught up in what people wear, man. Like, God dang, like, that's what we doing? How what you wear makes your opinion more valid than that? But let's keep going, man. Let's keep going.
Hey, I just want to say I'm a big fan. Kimberly Martin, she can't do no wrongs with my eyes.
She's cool. Salute to Kimberly Martin. No, she does she does a phenomenal job, but it's some things that, because we all are guilty of it. We'll get lost in trying to make a joke and people would turn off their ears. They won't listen to us no more. But let's keep going.
TV off.
Probably like, in the kitchen.
Like it just sounds so foolish.
I'm taken aback by a lot of that. Can anyone explain it?
I don't want to hear quarterback analysis from people that are still trying to be quarterbacks in the NFL because there's a clear bias to it.
Oh, my God. See, why is everybody towing the line? Come on, Hulk. God damn, Drew. Not you two. Why y'all towing the line? You know why they don't want to talk about Brock Purdy? You know why they don't want to talk about Tua Tagovailoa? You know that why they don't want to talk about Dak Prescott like that? Because those three guys are up. In the discussion, well, at least two of all three of them for MVP, and they the darlings this year. They literally are the quarterback darlings. So it's like, how dare you go against the machine and the narrative that we're pushing as far as the quarterback? And again, Cowboy fans, let me get this off the screen. I don't even want to hear no more. I'm gonna remove them. Cowboy fans, correct me if I'm wrong. What's the one thing y'all say about Dak Prescott doing games? Don't F up. Right, yo, Dak, don't throw no picks. Yo, Dak, just do this. Dak, hey, be safe. In the lines of all that verbiage, what is that in the category of a game manager?
Almost the same thing as Josh Allen.
So when people talk about Pat Mahomes, when people talk about a Joe Burrow, when people talk about, we can say Josh Allen. Even though I joke on him and his fans a lot, you could say Herbert. We could say Lamar. They don't say, hey, don't throw no pick. They say, go win us the game. With Brock Purdy,
everybody. No, they say the same thing about Josh Allen. You can't put Josh Allen in the same category as Holmes.
Time out. I can, because his organization and the coaching staff tell him, go win us the game. So it's the mindset. It's not. To me, it's not their skills, because that to me gets a raw deal. Pause, in my opinion. I really like that. I really think Dak's a good quarterback. I really do. I know he played. He played for the Cowboys, and everybody just dislike him. But how their teams are built and the mindset of their organization, you don't say, "Hey, Dak, go win me the game." You don't say, "Hey, Brock Purdy, go win me the game." I think that's all Cam was saying, but he attached it's the same descriptive of when somebody says gunslinger. To me, if you say somebody gunslinger, in my mind, oh, a dude that throw a lot of interceptions. That's why I hear when somebody say gunslinger. You're giving them excuse for throwing picks. You know what I'm saying? So I knew where that was coming from. I knew how it would be perceived as well. I did. That's like saying, hey, man, Tyreek Hill ain't the best receiver in the NFL. People going to go crazy on you this year. They go crazy, right?
Yeah.
But if Davante Adams and Tyreek are available, who you taking?
Davante.
Okay, then. What's up, Mike?
What's up, yo?
What up, Mike?
Hey,
can I put it? My bag, Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
No, I agree with what he said about that. And I've been trying to tell people this for years. I say, if you take away Michael Irvin, Alvin Harper, and Emmitt Smith from the Dallas Cowboys, is Troy Aikman still a Hall of Famer?
Man, y'all can't. I hate when people do that, man. Stop trying to take take something somebody already did. If Reggie White never left and Jerome Brown never died on the Eagles, do you think we would win a Super Bowl in the '90s? Would it beat y'all out of the playoffs? We don't never know because it didn't happen, man. Don't do the man. Leave it alone.
What I'm doing is I'm using that as an example. What I'm saying, because what Dak said, he said there are game managers. So basically what I'm saying, without those people, do you think Troy Aikman can take over a football game just on him being the quarterback by himself? That's what I'm asking.
I don't know.
We don't never know. I don't know.
Okay. Now, the next part of my question, who on Dallas offense outside of CeeDee Lamb scares you?
Nobody.
Okay. So this is why I say, like Ahmad said, they tell Dak go out and do this and don't turn the ball over. You get what I'm saying? I feel like that's them telling him, hey, we don't want you to use your talents. Do what we tell you to do and don't turn the ball over. That's basically, I take that as if someone's telling me, hey, we want you to manage the game. This is what we want to do. We don't want you to do no extra. Game changes, meaning like, hey, do what you got to do to get us in the end zone or whatever. Like, that's what I say a game changer.
Hey, Mike, can I piggyback something you just said? Like, I agree with him. Like, Dak is a good quarterback. I think Dak is a great quarterback. My part, like he just said, Dak is a game manager. When people like Patrick Mahomes, Burrow, Hurts, maybe one or two have a quarterback. They make mistakes. They can throw interceptions and have a bad game and still win the game. Hurts have done that a lot of times this year. Down 10 points, four games in a row, five games in a row, and come back in the second half and win the game and still have a statistically bad game. That's a game changer. Hurts have done that. And Burrows have Burrows have done that. And Patrick Hall have done it several times over the career, man. That's the difference.
Say that again?
I agree.
When you said come back from turning the ball over?
Yeah. Hurts have done it several times this year, and Hurts and Holmes have done it several times this year. Hurts, there was a four game stretch where Hurts has typically was the worst quarterback in the league, but he still found ways to come back from 10 points down at halftime and still win the game and still successfully have a bad game. He's a game changer. Yeah, he don't need the numbers to win a game. Dak needs the numbers to win the game. He can't have a bad game and still win the game.
Is that because I can play little devil's advocate.
That's because he's not a game changer. He can't change the game on his own. Like Hurts or Mahomes.
Bro, wait. If I turn the ball over as a quarterback, what's the only way I could truly come back?
But I'm just talking about for defensive players. I'm just saying that can't do that. He can't win a game and have turnovers and still win the game though. He has
What usually has to happen if I'm turning the ball over in order for me to have a chance to come back? What has to happen?
Defense got to make some stops.
Defense got to get stops, right?
You're right.
Now, granted. Chad, you said Dak needs the stats. Any quarterback that's making a comeback will need some stats to come back. But I get what you're saying when you said stats. You mean favorable, meaning the turnover margin. Can you overcome adversity? So what you're basically saying is a game changer can overcome adversity. A game manager cannot. Once it goes downhill, it stays there is what you're saying.
Exactly. It's been proven this year. Brock Purdy and Dak has done it in the games that they lost.
So here's what you can't. So instead of saying game manager for a Brock Purdy or Dak or Tua, Jared is the game manager to me. But I don't know, man. Every quarterback got to manage the game. But here's what I will call those guys, if I may. They front runners. While it's going good, they play great. Once it starts going bad, they can't get out of that. They can't get out of the mud once they down there.
So you're talking about Matt Ryan.
I call those type of people front runners. When it's going good, it's great. But if they have to struggle a little bit of adversity, they probably ain't gonna be successful.
And that's why Dallas
That's Brock.
And that's why Dallas.
When McCaffrey was in there, when Debo was in there, all right, let's see what you looking like without that, you know. And it shows.
And it's crazy because when Dak is bad, it's like the whole team is bad. Their defense fall off at everything. It's like he kills the whole energy at the team when Dak is doing bad. It's like the defense fall off too. I don't understand that.
Okay. I don't know. Let me now this dude right here. Shout out to the Herd and a platform. But this dude, Jason McIntyre, he almost made Petty Hall come out, but I stalled him out. Look, you know, sister girl, she cool. Plus, I like her anyway. So, when she went in on Dak, I knew it was tongue-in-cheek when she was making fun of what he wear. But you, this dude, you got to watch your mouth, bro. Especially when you wearing a shirt like this, bro. Look, this dude right here. If you wearing a shirt like that, you can't be talking about what Dak got on, bro. And I ain't in fashion either. I ain't no fashion dude, man. But come on, man.
Is that an Echo shirt?
I don't know, man. But listen what he had to say.
He has a podcast now, and you know the new model.
Hold on. And for a disclaimer, he really tried to go at Dak on the low. Just listen to this.
Former player gets a podcast. It used to be that the former players went into TV, as you see a bunch of guys here on this network. They go into radio. Now everybody gets a podcast. It's like Oprah used to give away cars. Now every former player gets a podcast. Tom Brady, you got a podcast.
He sound like a damn hater.
He sound like somebody that was buying popcorn at the games. He ain't playing no sports.
Like this dude sound like a goddamn hater. Now, so he's one of these guys who majored in media, went to school for media. Like, this is his dream. And he mad that guys can step off the field and get their own platform talking about a sport they used to play and do better numbers than him. That's what he sound like. But respectfully, I'm going to let him continue because he on the Herd.
Podcast. Chad Johnson, you got one. And now Cam Newton has a podcast, and Cam Newton, of course, was a tremendous player.
That's a setup. That's the oldest trick in the book right there. Stephen A. Smith is the king of this. Build him up
before you break him down, yeah.
Yep. Oh, he admit to it, too. He's going to admit to it.
Kind of beat somebody up. I like to hit him with the positives first. You guys remember Cam Newton, right? I mean, what a tremendous talent he was at Auburn, leading them to the national championship, wins the Heisman, number one pick, goes to Carolina. Listen, Cam Newton won an MVP. He went to the Super Bowl. He was an awesome quarterback. But now he's 34 years old and out of the league. He's watching a lot of older guys play quarterback, and I think he's a little bit salty. So what Cam Newton did.
Hey, man, did anybody ever feel like Cam is salty when he talk about football? I never got that sense. Do y'all feel like he's salty?
No. I don't.
I don't feel like he's salty, but I do, being an honorary Panther fan here, I feel like, mentally Cam still thinks he's, Cam of old, but like you said earlier, man, the shoulder shot.
And I think Cam is at peace with that. Yeah. Oh, shout out to Cam Newton, man. If y'all don't subscribe to his YouTube channel, his interview with
Charleston White.
Charleston White was phenomenal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was phenomenal. Go check it out. 3 hours. Three best hours of your day. Let's get back to this.
This week was he went after some quarterbacks. He went after Jared Goff, Tua Tagovailoa, and then MVP favorites Brock Purdy and, wait for it, Dak Prescott.
You see that? He told himself MVP favorites. How dare you go to MVP? Shut up. Let's keep going.
First of all, I don't know why he's dressed like a conductor from Thomas the Train. Anybody with kids out there knows who I'm talking about. Cam, that's an interesting outfit. That being said, boy. Game manager sure sounds very coded, does it not? I think Tom Brady was a game manager for the first, 10 years of his career until he got Randy Moss. Game manager sounds very code for unathletic. We know.
Oh, he trying to be slick. Ooh, we.
Oh, this coded. Is Russell Wilson Drake.
Oh, unathletic? Oh, he trying to say. White guy. And Dak is a black dude. But Dak is mixed, but he out here talking about like Dak can't run. Dak can actually run. Duh.
Yeah. Like, come on, let's keep going. Hey, is it just me, or you got to be elite? To be elite, you got to do it producing the playoffs too.
Yeah, you got to produce when there's adversity. Like when Brock is down, he don't play the same. You know what I'm saying? When he got a big lead, yeah, and that defense, like Garoppolo looked good in Shanahan offense. You know what I'm saying? Like it's the system. That's why I can't really buy into it like that yet.
I think Dak is a good quarterback. I mean, he's a great quarterback, but he's not elite until he produces in the playoffs. Man, he's been in the leagues what seven years and have and only had one playoff win or something like that. Yeah, Dak.
Y'all remember that one year it took goddamn A-Rod being phenomenal to beat Dak because Dak let him down on a touchdown drive.
But that was a division round. He's never got made it past the division round. Like, are you serious?
All right, but what the other guy just said about Purdy, he said it's the system. It's not him. It's the actual system. And Dallas, we know it's not the system because we saw what the system did when Dak got hurt.
Come on, Mike. Hold on. Y'all missed this. Did you say we?
A we?
Yeah, you said we, right?
Nah. Oh, I said we, meaning like we saw. We saw.
Oh, I thought you. Okay. I'm a Cowboy fan.
I'm a Colts fan, man. I've never cheered for Dallas in my life.
Let's get back to what buddy talking
Cam
about.
Cam Newton in his prime. Holy cow. He would run over defensive backs. In that podcast that I watched a lot of the clip, he goes on to, you know, Lamar Jackson. He's a game changer. Okay. Patrick Mahomes, he's a game changer. But those other guys he mentioned, you know, I'm not going to pick them all apart. Listen, if you want to be dumb and go after Brock Purdy, who undeniably is the MVP of the league this year, I mean, if you look at the stats.
What?
Undeniably?
All right, keep cooking, man. I get it. Keep cooking.
So you take a glance at any of the stats. Brock Purdy's your guy. You want to bag on Jared Goff? Hey, go off, King. I don't care. You want to bag on Tua? That's fine. I'm not a huge Tua guy. Are you taking shots at Dak Prescott this year, Cam? Folks, you know, on the show sometimes with Colin, I will kind of whisper stuff, pearls of wisdom about fantasy football. I'll maybe whisper.
Oh my God, if he go into a fantasy football defense, I'm a puke. He better not give me no fantasy football points and stats.
Brock Purdy is
this NFL season. I'm going to whisper something to you right now. I don't want to alarm anyone. I'm going to say it in a whisper, but Cam Newton, you had a worse career.
Oh, hell no.
Cut him off. Come on, man. We're talking about rookie. Yeah, we're talking about a former Super Bowl, you know what I'm saying, taking an MVP. What are you talking about, guy?
Oh, my God. Shout out to my dog, Alex, man.
Change the game,
Joe Flacco had a better career than Dak so far.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
That's how you know things. Shout out to Rosenberg. Things people do for views. You came out your mouth and said that with a straight. Dak Prescott, as of today, has not had a better career than Cam Newton. You out your mother loving mind, sir. Respectfully,
he ever had a better. What I say just Joe Flacco just now. I said Joe Flacco. Eli Manning had a better career than him. Eli was Cam. Was the put.
Whoa, Cam. I mean, Steph.
What?
That career ain't nowhere close to Eli.
Yeah, I know.
Like, what are we doing? Why did you put Eli in this? Like, Eli's way up here.
That's because Eli was a game manager. Eli was a perfect game manager.
So here is my, for
the people that are just tuning in right now, here is Ball Hawk's definition of a game manager. It's the mindset of the coaching staff that attaches that moniker to that quarterback. So if they want to be play complimentary football, play field position, tell you take care of the football, they are putting you, not your talent, they are putting you in the game manager box. But if they say, go win us the damn game, be aggressive, push the ball down the field, we need you, and majority of the time you are throwing the football, to me, you're not a game manager because they're asking you to do the damn thing. Now, granted, if you got a dope team, because here's the thing about Brock Purdy, I'll say, and even Dak, if you got a dope team, you stupid to just ask them to win the game the whole time, especially if you got a defense. You dumb. If you're a coach, and I know I got a good defense, like what De'Ron Bland is doing for the Cowboys this year is just bananas. And then what San Francisco defense look like is bananas. So if you asking any one of those two quarterbacks to just win the game for you, your ass need to be fired. So that's why I said the mindset is asking you to manage the game and don't F up, as Cam was saying. I don't think their talents put them in that box, me personally.
I got a question. Is McCaffrey more important to San Francisco's success or Purdy?
Are you really going to ask that question?
I would say, I would say Ed McCaffrey is more. Is more
that's on to the
offense. You said Ed McCaffrey.
I mean, it's his daddy.
Man.
You know,
I know his daddy. I know his daddy.
Yeah. Shout out to Ed. No, hey man, CMC is the most valuable player. Well, I don't know between him and Debo. Well, yeah, he more valuable than Debo, and that's saying a lot because Debo is valuable, but Purdy is too. Like. And that defense is too. Like that team is well.
Yeah, it's a complete team. You know what I'm saying? Like, but they just want to have this time break.
Man, they DBs are suspect. I mean, they corner suspect.
Who?
San Fran.
Trent Dilfer was definitely a game manager. That's a fact.
You can't tell because they're pass rush. That's the luxury. When you got a pass rush, yeah, I could be mediocre, but you ain't gonna never know because they ain't your favorite. Hey, yeah, but to me, man, personally, if y'all ever hear me call somebody game manager, I'ma always make sure I say that's more because of the coaches. Like, there are some quarterbacks in this league that you gotta treat them as game managers. They're not gonna win you the game with their arm. They're not. They're just not. They should, but like Zach Wilson, he's just not. You just can't say, "Hey, yo, Zach, throw it 55 times, win us the game."
He's not even a game manager. We don't know what the hell to call him.
This is what separates a game manager. It's okay, a game manager versus going against a top five quarterback like Tom Brady. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need that dynamic. The game manager is probably gonna lose out to that elite quarterback like that. Mm. You know?
Yep. Hey, and essentially what we saw between Dak and A-Rod that year, in that stage of Dak's career, he was more of a manager of the game. Dak can put it up. Like, Stephon, you saw live when they kicked the damn Eagles ass, bro. He wasn't no game manager again. He was letting it fly. Come on, Stephon.
I can't say that.
Brock Purdy was a game changer versus the Eagles. He put foot to ass.
Only thing I can say that is I can't wait to the playoffs. Let's see these.
Why? What's gonna change?
Same thing happened last year. Watch.
So the Eagles gonna knock him
Deck,
out.
Deck will stink it up in the playoffs like you always do. Purdy might actually stay healthy and give a couple good games like he did last year, but Dak is not making past the divisional round. It's not happening.
Zara, what's up, man? You got chewing gum. You know what I'm saying? You on camera. You know, that's media 101. You don't supposed to have no chewing gum.
A thousand apologies for this. Zara, what's up, gentlemen? As I watch this charade that the host is putting on. Let me tell you something real quick, Hawk or Petty Hawk hashtag.
Hey, yo, we actually talking real football right now, sir. We won't need time to
relief. Okay, I got a question for you. I got a question. I'm gonna put my gum. Get my gum out.
You got your Hulk Hogan headband.
You're looking like a fruity Muslim.
Let me tell you something, brother.
Yeah. You like a fruity Muslim though.
Hey, watch out, bro. Watch out.
Hey, yo.
Hawk,
what's up, brother?
How you putting the Harry Houdini or the Disappearing Act, bro? When the Eagles lose, it's the Eagles. When they win, it's us. What's
going
on?
I never say us. Stephon
no,
say
yes. No, use the damn like, nah, bro.
He never Stephon do. It. He never. I get him every time. I get him every time.
Yeah,
he
you
never
talk
say
to
that.
A dude that always
we won.
Say,
we won. The Eagles got their ass kicked. Right. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, Sid? Sid, since you're on this mission, what's up, Sid?
No. I'm just saying. And another thing, man. Another thing, brother. As far as the quarterback play,
yeah,
I've been saying this, man. We've been done a disservice. We've been spoiled since the 80s, 90s, and the 2000s. The quarterback play right now is mid at best.
Facts.
These guys out here struggling, bro.
Facts.
I mean, we used to Tom Brady, even the Kirk Warners, Joe Montana, John Elway, Dan Marino.
Ooh, I'm glad you went there. So, all right. So, in the days of Dan Marino and Joe Montana, could you name me three other quarterbacks, not those two?
Yeah.
I know you can name me one in Denver.
Jim Everett was good for the Rams. y'all playing.
Come on, man.
Flipper Anderson. No.
On,
Jim Everett was that guy.
No, I like this. Keep going.
Yeah. Who else? Jim Everett.
Randall Cunningham. Don't forget Randall.
I wouldn't put Randall. I would put the late Randall, the Minnesota Viking Randall. But not the Philly Randall. Randall was good, but
man, mute him.
Yo, move, yeah, boo him, yo. You tripping, yo.
Keep going. Zon.
This man, Jim Everett. But say,
yeah, he did say Jim Everett.
Hey, is that Mike? I can't see the screen. Is too. Is that Mike?
Yeah, that's Mike.
Yeah, that's Mike.
What about Warren Moon? What about Warren Moon?
Know you after me because Florida State lost. I will deal with that later because you've been on your pot. We'll deal with that later. But no, you had a lot of quarterbacks back then. You even had
Warren Moon. What about Warren Moon, Carl?
You had Warren Moon.
Jim Kelly.
What's the guy from the Jets?
Who, Bubby?
The guy from the Jets.
No, but the Jets had
Vinny Boomer Esiason?
No, the Jets had a decent quarterback. It wasn't Vinny Jones.
Oh, time out. Czar. Czar, hold on. You said decent. You just said before we got on this diatribe that the quarterback play is mere. You about to name a mere quarterback because if you said
no, the quarterback was bro. The quarterback play was decent. But we were spoiled.
Boomer Esiason was all right.
He was even all right. Even Phil Simms was all right.
Bro.
So here's the thing.
Steve Bono.
Hold on.
Don't let
go ahead, Jack.
Man, like, bro, no, every quarterback you just named, it's a high chance the niggas that's playing right now is going to finish higher than them niggas, and that's a fact.
Bro, the game
is different. You can hit the quarterback for real back then.
Like, bro, we're in a high value.
Their career is over, bro.
We're in a high. These quarterbacks we have now need high volume plays, bro. The quarterbacks back then, there was no really hurry up offense. They did what they had to do with the amount of plays. These guys right here, they're volume quarterbacks.
Kev, you a goddamn liar.
Go ahead, my bad.
What is West Coast offense? Hurry up, nigga.
Wait a minute, bro. That's not it. What I mean, volume plays. Let's say like Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts.
So do you want to punish these quarterbacks for that because they planted this earth?
No, it's mm-hmm. you are. They need volume to be successful.
You're trying to punish them for
planting
this
earth. The less amount of plays they have, they won't be successful, bro. These quarterbacks need high volume plays. So yeah. If a drive is, let's say, eight to 12 plays, right?
Yeah.
These guys need 13, 14, 15 plays because you're going to have, because of the play calls, you got negative plays. This read option, all this, man, is high volume. That's all it is. It's like you're giving your quarterback more opportunity, which is good. But back then, when we had the superstars, 8 plays, they was down the field.
Then you're just telling me the defense. You're just telling me the defense back then was ass. That's what you're telling me then.
Yeah, because this dude.
That's what you're telling me. 8 plays down the field. That means the defense was ass. That's what you're basically telling me right now.
He's saying,
yeah, that was big. That was big plays all the way down the field.
Hold on. So he's saying. So Czar, Shaggy's saying basically, you're illustrating that defenses back then weren't as good as they are today, because if you just needed 8 plays versus you need 15 today, That's letting you know the competition.
No, don't try to. Bro, don't try to change the grocery bag in the store, bro. We already got plastic. We don't need paper. Okay, so I see what you're saying with that analogy. You know, the defenses are more complex now. They probably are a little bit better, but you know they change the way you can hit and tackle and all that other stuff. You know, so it is what it is. But like I said, the quarterback play is mid at best right now. We don't have any superstars. Everybody's at the mid level.
So nobody is playing quarterback is elite right now.
You can't name more than eight quarterbacks from the 90s. Name more than eight good quarterbacks from the 90s.
We just did, bro.
Wait, you just said Ken O'Brien. This dude just said the Jets quarterback that he's talking about is Ken O'Brien. This dude said Ken O'Brien is better than Randall Cunningham. He was discredited. We don't need him to name anything else but mascots.
That is true, man, because when we said Randall, you said, nah, give me the Vikings Randall. So you mean to tell me Ken O'Brien was better than the Eagles Randall?
No. See, you guys are pulling the sheets over the people's faces.
So you do acknowledge that Randall was good, though. You do acknowledge that
quarterback play back then was better because you had your tiers. You had your eight upper echelon, the nine upper echelon quarterbacks. You had your mid quarterbacks that could still take you. Then you had your sorry ass quarterback. Wait,
name a year.
Name a year. You had 89.
All right, I'm gonna go to 89. And then while I'm pulling up 89, Seth, go ahead and say what you're gonna say to him. What's up, Seth?
Yeah. What's up, Seth?
What up, everybody? How y'all? So how was the quarterback play better in the 80s and 90s when the run game was a hell of a lot more prevalent back then? You had 100-yard rushes everywhere. So explain to me again how quarterback play was better then versus today.
Okay. Just like they tell you to pull yourself up by your bootstraps, they did more with less.
Okay.
Did they?
How?
Third and 20, Marino fires the ball down, gets 35 yards. Come on, man. We're not doing this.
Goddamn.
Right, okay.
Here's the top quarterback.
Read him in
you make that big for the old people, Hawk. Them old people can't see that.
Warm on.
Yeah, I can't see that, bro.
All right. I got you. Thank you, Stefan.
Microscopic optics.
Let's see. Don Majkowski, Jim Everett, Dan Marino, Mark Rippon, Warren Moon. Hell.
Bernie Kosar.
Hey, there was somebody.
Randall, top 10.
Can y'all see it now?
Okay, go ahead. Keep on reading.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
So I want to say something about that list y'all reading off right now.
This 1989.
Yeah. So the top tier, the top five, and we're talking about taking your team. We're talking about passing, leadership, interception ratio, all that. Mark Rippon wasn't sorry.
Yo, so Czar, hold on. So Czar, check this out. I'm going to cut you off because you said something that jumps out to me that I was about to talk about. You said interception ratio. Now, shout out to Don because he comes from UVA. 27 touchdowns, 20 interceptions. But you got guys like even Dan Marino, 24 touchdowns, 22 interceptions. It would get killed today. And is that because of the rule change?
How would they get killed today?
What?
First off, none of them can't move.
He has 24 touchdowns and 22 interceptions, my friend.
Randall could play in today's game.
Yeah, Randall had 21 touchdowns and 15 interceptions that year. They were 11-5.
When you're dropping dimes, you're dropping dimes.
Ken O'Brien was 4-8. He had 12 touchdowns and 18 interceptions. What the hell?
Keep on moving, bro. That's what I'm saying, bro. Like Ken O'Brien back in 89 was all right, but like I said, historically with the
John Elway had 18 touchdowns, 18 interceptions. They went 10-5 that year.
Yup. And guess why? That was 89, right? You had to drive, right? That's star power, man. Come on,
shut
bro.
Up, man. Shut up.
John Elway, Mark Rippon, Warren Moon, Jim Everett.
Wait.
Come on, hey, man.
So you can sit there with a straight face. Going by this list, you can sit there with a straight face and say Bernie Kosar is better than 20 of the quarterbacks in the league right now.
Yes.
Yo, man, boo him, yo. Boo him, yo.
First of all, Bernie, Bernie Kosar is?
White power, Kev. White power.
First of all, Bernie Kosar is Italian. Okay? He's Italian.
Yo, right. Bernie Kosar not even better than freaking Sam Howell. Like, what are you talking about?
He actually is, bro.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.